Yeah, as soon as I built this thing, I was suddenly reminded of all the like box forts and stuff I built when I was a kid.
Do you feel like you're five again?
More like four and a half, but yeah. 5 years old was when I discovered Legos, and then it all went downhill from there.
Ah.
Or uphill, however you want to look at it.
I think Legos is an improvement.
Well, it depends. The reason I'm kind of hesitant to call it an improvement is about 5 years after I discovered Legos, I met my best friend. And we have this really demented game where we build forts out of Legos, and then we throw golf balls at them.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
Well, last fort standing wins.
And?
And you had to position yourself behind your fort. So we're throwing golf balls essentially at each other, using the Lego forts as an excuse.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very safe.
At the time, I don't think we were really concerned about it being safe. I think we just wanted to either do something stupid or do something fun or do something stupidly fun.
Yeah.
And so here I am in a pod fort, trying to convince Michael to build one for himself.
How's that going?
I don't know. I just brought it up to him tonight.
Did you send him the picture?
I did. To be fair, he did just finish the artwork for Two Guys Zero Planners, so I should probably be nice to him.
You mean telling him to make a blanket fort for when he records isn't being nice?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he keeps complaining about him not liking the audio that he gives me to work with. And then I'm like, well, you know, you could always change that, right? Ooh, wow, these are some good logos. Damn it.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen them.
I like the circle logo he did. Now I'm going to wait, do all of our shows have circle logos? Now I've got to check.
I don't think so.
Floor 3 Media, logos, Philosophical. Wait, we have a circle logo? Dude, Philosophical has a circle logo.
It does?
It does. Yeah, okay.
No, it doesn't. It's a square.
What? No, he made a circle version.
No, stop. Don't do that. Stop it.
What?
I started playing the podcast.
Wait, he even called it Philo Circle? Michael, you bastard.
This is the first time I've seen the circle one.
I'm looking through all the logos now for all of our shows. There are circle logos for everything. WTF.
Yay.
Should I switch everything over to the circle logos?
I don't know. If you want.
Wait, what folder did he put those in?
Probably the one marked circle logos.
No, he put the Two Guys Zero Planner logos in the hypothetical folder. Oh, wait, that's right. It's because he doesn't have sharing permissions for the others.
Yeah, duh.
I didn't actually send you the Two Guys logo, did I? I just started... Okay.
Yeah, you just started talking.
Okay, there we go. Shareable link. Not giving you permission to edit.
Edit permissions? What?
No, I don't want you to be able to edit stuff in my Google Drive.
Why not?
I only trust you guys with certain folders.
Safari is being updated. Safari cannot be opened while it is being updated.
Wait, what?
There's a Safari update, so I'm downloading that. So I can't click it.
There we go. Well, give it a second once it's ready. Then you can click it. We tried to keep it on theme with all the other logos that we have going. And I'm having him do yet another redesign for the Inkwell logo.
Is it a planner and a trash can?
No.
Oh.
When I have all the logos done by an actual artist, then...
Michael's a good artist.
He's a good artist, but he doesn't want to pull out his already non-existent hair. So instead of giving him a big headache and going, hey man, I need like some planners and trash cans in like a week, I'm not going to do that to him. So he can just do simple logos, and then... Once a show hits a certain point, like, oh, I don't know, episode 25, then I'll have all the logos redesigned.
What's the significance of episode 25?
I don't know. I think if a show's been around for half a year, at that point, it may actually continue going.
Maybe.
There's always that hope.
Oh, damn it.
What?
I shouldn't have updated.
Why?
Oh, okay. We should be okay. uBlock Origin is going to slow down my web browser. Right. No, it isn't. It's going to make it better because it's not loading all the bull behind the page.
Tell me how you really feel about Origin. Wait. No, that was negative against Safari. I'm lost. Help.
You want to hear me be negative about something?
Sure.
So last week, we took our car in to get New York State inspection was due, so we took that in to get it done at the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Our dealer's awesome and does them for free.
Cool.
Today, I got an email from Sirius XM. We do not have an active Sirius XM subscription. Once the trial was, the whatever 3-month trial was when we bought the car was up, we just let it go and did not bother spending money for music because right. I have a giant iPod that I plug in and actually doesn't mind the radio anyways. So it's either my iPod or the radio.
Right.
Well, they knew my car was in for service. Sirius XM, their email said, "Hey, your car was in for service. Here's 2 free months of Sirius XM radio service. No credit card required." How did they know the car was in for service? It got an inspection.
That's next level stalking bull. Holy hell, dude.
And I haven't even gone into how hard it was for us to get them to stop harassing me when our trial went out. Next time I buy a car, and I'm going to request that the dealer does not register our car for Sirius XM. And if they do, I'm going to go back and flip. I don't know how, but Sirius got my work phone number and harassed my receptionist because our service was expired.
Okay, yeah, I'm adding that to my list of to keep an eye on when I'm buying another car. You know what's number one on my list?
Not getting a GM product?
I better be able to change my own lights, seriously. It was bad. You should not have to drop a front end to change a light bulb. No reason for it. But what do I have to do every year and a half to 2 years when a light bulb goes out? I get to pay a mechanic for an hour and a half of labor at $125 an hour to change a light bulb.
Awesome.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, I get the oil change that I had to do because it was about that time. Same thing with the alignment. But the light bulb should not have been a thing. I should have been able to go to AutoZone or O'Reilly's or, heaven forbid, Walmart. Pick up some bulbs, pop my hood, and slap the in.
Man, I thought I had it bad with my last car. I had to pull the battery out to get the one bulb out.
Oh, I would love something that easy.
Well, it's kind of hard. My problem was, it was like 8 o'clock at night. We had just gotten back into Binghamton. We still had to go home from Philadelphia, and we had been driving all day. And we got pulled over in Binghamton right after getting off the highway. Oh, you know your headlights out? No, I didn't, because it just turned dusk, and the headlights haven't really kicked on yet. Where are you coming from? Philadelphia? Oh, how was the snow there? This was after the Blizzard Apocalypse Philadelphia Pen Show.
Okay.
So I think the officer felt bad for us, and we just come from a blizzard. So he let off, "Hey, you should probably get that fixed before you go home tonight." Yeah, try to get on that. Wow. Yeah, I wasn't going to do that in the dark in a driveway with no tools. And I'm also picky about my headlight bulbs, so.
The second thing to add to the list, if the car has the same traction sensors that the 2012 Malibu has, that. If it gets too humid, so we're talking 100% humidity for like 2.5-3 days straight, the traction sensor automatically trips, which drops your power by 50%.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, imagine you're in a 4-cylinder car. All of a sudden, your car decides, "Oh, wait, I think that I'm unsafe. Slow down to nothing."
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of GM products.
Yeah, I'm not anymore either.
When I had a Cavalier, which was my second car, it was a 2001 Cavalier, I think, I replaced the muffler bracket and the rear cylinders pretty much every year, like clockwork.
I mean, probably the only thing that this car has going for it is that the spark plugs are only going to be $125 total, because it's 45 minutes worth of work to replace the plugs.
45 minutes? They're all on top. Just straight four.
The header on that thing's a piece of seriously, the design in that engine bay is horrific.
please, I'll talk. Show you a design that's horrific.
Geo Metro three-cylinder?
A Subaru with its flat four.
Ugh.
So that means the spark plugs face the fenders.
Mm-hmm.
And also, not this generation, but my last car. So pretty much 98 through 2008 or so, all Subarus had the ring of fire if you wanted to change the oil filter. The exhaust header went in a loop, and the oil filter was up in that loop. And you know, you're supposed to let the engine warm up before you change your oil, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. So now you have this very narrow opening. You have to twist the oil filter gently and then drop it straight down while it's full of hot oil so you don't nick your hand on the hot exhaust. Super fun times.
Who are the hats that design these vehicles?
Well, see, the problem isn't the hats that design the vehicles. It's the hats in accounting.
Well, the ones in accounting aren't really the ones making money. I mean, it's an individual dealer that's normally family-owned by some person who was able to get into the game through his grandfather that started a car dealership back in the 40s that is making all the money on the labor that they get to charge.
Right, but they get to charge labor because cars are more and more complicated and not easily serviceable, which goes back to the bean counters at the manufacturer.
Honestly, if it was possible in any way, shape, or form, I would bring back horse-drawn carriages. Just seriously, that's it.
But that's a pain in the butt.
I know, if there was some way to streamline it.
There's going
to
be horse everywhere.
They make diapers for that.
There's still going to be horse.
Fine, sled dogs.
Then there will be dog poop.
Wait, so for horses you say horse, but for dogs you go with dog poop.
Yeah?
Why?
I don't know. Just that's how it came out.